on. We're talking with Debbie Nuss, Riley County Senior Services Center. She's the Communication and Project Coordinator. Debbie, good to have you here.
Thank you, Brandon. Good to be here this morning.
So what is the latest going on there at the Senior Center? I know today's a busy day for you.
It is. Today is our annual meeting day, and our holiday luncheon is today. And today is the day that we recognize outgoing board members on our board of directors, and then the center membership then approves the new slate of board members. And I do want to take just a minute to recognize retiring directors from the board: Joe Lyle, Brad McCune, Mike Dotson, Karen Elliott, and Mary Rogers. I want to thank them for their service on the center board this past year. We really appreciate it. And today at the center, we'll be serving about 100 people for lunch, which is our Thanksgiving meal, and it's always very popular. In fact, we sell tickets for that in advance, and they usually sell out within 3 days. So I actually, if I were at the center right now, I'd be in the kitchen probably helping cutting pies, and I think the turkeys were deboned yesterday, but they're getting everything ready for the big meal. And then this meal also then gets to delivered to about 100 homebound seniors in the community too. So it's a busy time at the center today.
Well, what a wonderful service that is. What else, I guess, do you have going on here today?
Well, the other thing that I wanted to point out, next week, we're going to be kind of ending out the month with one more special program, and this is a collaboration with Stormy Kennedy at Claflin Books, and she was able to invite Adrian Zink, who has written a book called Hidden History of Kansas Authors. And he's going to be at the center on Wednesday, November 28th at 1:30, and he's going to tell us some deep secrets about the Sunflower State's history. Let me just read to you a little clip. It says, Kansas' storied past is filled with fascinating first, humorous coincidences, and intriguing characters. For example, a man who survived a murderous pro-slavery massacre in 1858 hanged his would-be executioner 5 years later. Or a wealthy Frenchman utilized his utopian ideals to create an award-winning silk-producing commune in Franklin County. So these are things that, you know, we probably really haven't heard about. So our programs are open to the public, so if anybody would like to come, that's on Wednesday, November 28th at 1:30. So that's how we're ending out the month. And then, of course, we're getting ready for the holidays into December. And I just listened to your previous programs about all the things that we need to be concerned about in terms of fire safety and getting our Christmas trees ready and those type of things. But, you know, at the center, we're all about socialization for older adults. So on Friday, December 7th, 14th, and 21st at 12:45, we're going to show a classic Christmas holiday movie, and we're going to let center members pick the one that they want to see. So we'll be doing that on those three Fridays. Then we will have our holiday potluck on Wednesday, December 5th at 11:30. And this is very popular with our members. And the center is going to provide a holiday punch, non-alcoholic, of course. But we're asking members then to please bring a main dish or a side dish or a dessert to share. And there's always some very good food when our seniors bring food for the potluck. Then on Wednesday, December 12th at 12:45, we're going to have cookies and hot chocolate over conversation, and we're asking members to bring their favorite holiday ornament and then be ready to share with one another why that holiday ornament has special meaning. Now, I can envision a lot of older adults probably have a special ornament that maybe their children made for them or their grandchildren made for them, and so This will be a time for them to reminisce. And finally, on Wednesday, December 19th, from 9:30 to 10 a.m., we're going to have a holiday pancake breakfast. So we did a waffle breakfast not too long ago, and that was pretty popular. So we decided we're going to do pancakes. And rumor has it that Santa Claus is going to be with us that morning, too. And it's always touching I think is the right word, to see how older adults are just as happy to see Santa Claus as young children are. We did this a year ago, and if you go back on our Facebook page, you'll see the photos of probably 30 older adults standing with Santa Claus with smiles from ear to ear on their faces. So it's really a nice time of year.
Absolutely, yeah. What a magical thing that is. How many seniors do you guys serve out there?
Actually, one of the things that we'll do at today's annual meeting is talk about the highlights of this past year. And so currently we have 762 members. Interestingly, we got 115 new members this past year, but we also lost about the same number, so we held even. And of course, with an older population, you know, there are a variety of factors that come into play in terms of, you know, that fluctuation in our membership. People relocate or pass away. But yeah, we're right about 800 members and holding steady. And, you know, we also just had a really good year this past year in terms of 2018. We offered 40 new programs that we had never offered before. And then we offered 20 community tours. Our members really enjoy going out in the community and seeing things that they may not do on their own. The one example I can think of that I was really kind of surprised that they enjoyed, we went to a pawn shop. You might not think of going to a pawn shop on your own, but if you go as a group, then, you know, you can go and ask questions and poke around and see what's going on. And, of course, we always try to do tours in any new buildings at the university. The other thing we do is we have a group that we call Lunch Bunch, and we go to a local restaurant once a month. So anytime a new restaurant opens up, you can guarantee that we're going to be there with our members, and that's a pretty popular event.
Very good. Oh, a little feedback here. Anything else you'd like to highlight before we let you go? I know we're running a little short on time here.
Well, I just want to let everybody know that with the cold weather coming up, the Senior Center is open from 8:30 to 4, Monday through Friday. Feel free to stop in, have a free cup of coffee, sit down, watch television, come in to get warm. You know, over the summer, we were a place to come in and get cool. So, you know, we are open to the public and the public facility, and we're not just there for seniors. We're there for everybody. So, you know, don't stay out in the cold if you don't have to. And any questions about our programs and services, just call 537-4040, and we'd be happy to help you.
All right. Well, good luck with the Thanksgiving dinner. That's what a great thing. And the fact that you guys are delivering, too, I think that's just fantastic.
Thanks, Brandon.
All right. Again, Debbie Nuss here with the Riley County Senior Service Center. Thank you so much for being here. Also, thanks to our other guests, Jim Franke with the Manhattan Breakfast Optimist Club here. Again, their Christmas tree sale starts Thanksgiving. And then Manhattan Fire Department, thank you to Assistant Chief Brad Clausen, Deputy Fire Marshal Ryan Courtright for being here today as well. That's In Focus here today for this Friday, I guess it is, on News Radio KMAN.
All right, Brandon, thank you much. We're a minute away from 10 a.m. here at News Radio KMAN. Do have a noteworthy bit of information coming from the Manhattan Ogden School District that the Amanda Arnold Elementary School has a gasoline-type odor in the building, and the fire department is on the scene. Students and staff are walking to Podorf Hall until they get an all clear to reoccupy the building. Students and staff, faculty are safe, and they are saying that parents do not need to pick up students at this time. They have been able to be evacuated to Podorf Hall because it's still a little chilly yet this morning. So we'll keep you up to date on that information here at News Radio KMAN. Once again, Amanda Arnold Elementary has been evacuated due to a gasoline-type odor in the building.
Shop local. From flooring to inspiration to expert advice, Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan. Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by TheraWorks Relief.
I'm Steve Kathan. A federal judge has delivered a setback to the White House, ordering it to restore the press credentials of CNN reporter Jim Acosta.
Let's go back to work.
Acosta's reaction moments ago. He had that credential pulled last week after a contentious exchange at a White House news conference. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
If a president
simply decides, I want you and not you, isn't that an infringement on freedom of the press? And it's the First Amendment. The First Amendment being the most important amendment because it's first, and freedom of the press being so critical to how we look at our jurisprudence.
This is a temporary ruling. The judge has ordered additional papers to be filed by next Monday. Now to Northern California. Crews continue the grim work to find human remains in the wildfire aftermath. The death toll